Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. It is time for Judge Donnie, brought to you by LGKG. We aren't real attorneys, but Western PA injury super lawyers Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG are. We are in Judge Donnie's chamber. We had to, what do they call it when they take a case and they move it to another location?
Change of venue.
The jury might be
prejudiced.
Too prejudiced, exactly.
It's a change of venue, I believe.
That's what we've done here. We're at Mike's Beer Bar for my Pony Pierce's cancer event. Still have time to come down here. Event officially starts at 6. The nipple piercing doesn't start until 7:30.
The t-shirts that we are giving away as part of the ticket package here really are just outrageous.
What's it say, wanted for crimes against sports?
Sports predictions.
Hold on. Hold still. Yeah, wanted for crimes against sports predictions, Andrew Filippone, and you're in black and white.
Yeah, not bad. And they're free as part of the deal. And all the apps, Wings, Beef Wellington,
things of that nature.
Callus is staring at me
how
right
you,
now and
how
playing
are you
with his nipples. Flash, Harry. No, just kidding. I don't want you to do that. I'm feeling okay. I'm like a 6 out of 10 right now. All right, Judge, what are we talking about today?
Well, boys, first, I got good news for you. Go ahead and take a seat. I'm going to give you boys a little reprieve.
I was showing respect to the judge, just for the record.
No need to stand on location.
That's called
here.
Sucking up to the judge.
Wait, when we actually changed venue, did you change your accent to no longer be a Southern judge? Did you lose your accent?
It's like Brian Kelly. Now that he's not at LSU anymore, he can go back to talking like a normal person.
We're on the North Shore, so Don's talking like a Yankee again.
Today's case, should the Steelers trade a day two pick for a wide receiver before the NFL trade deadline?
Malsy, rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, you
rock,
finally
paper,
learned.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Damn it!
Donnie, Your Honor, Judge, I will be arguing that the Steelers should not trade for a day two pick.
Okay. Go ahead.
This team has lost two games in a row. They've gotten pounded by the Packers defensively, to Joe Flacco and the Bengals, a team that's fresh off a loss to the Jets at home. The Steelers loss. They, yes, are technically in first place, but right now they are not a legitimate contender to win a Super Bowl. They are also a team that has a very old quarterback, and although he's playing well right now, you at some point are going to have to address getting younger and better at that position. I do not agree with trading second and third round picks for a temporary solution, helping this team get better at wide receiver when I don't think you can actually expect them to do anything big a la winning multiple playoff games and competing for the Super Bowl. So I would say punt on today and play for tomorrow. If you want to trade late round picks for lottery tickets, like the Pirates usually do at the trade deadline, knock yourself out. But trading a pick that could either help you get a very good young player or move up to get a young quarterback, I do not condone that, authorize that, recommend that for the Steelers to do next week at the trade deadline.
Hit that gavel, Charlie. Nice new gavel.
Yeah. Maybe I got to get the feed in my ears turned up a little bit so I can hear that gavel loud and clear next time. Oh, that's much better.
Got it there?
Yeah, much better.
Go ahead, Chris.
The Steelers actually should trade a day two pick and get a wide receiver, because I think the last two games, while they've been unpleasant to watch for a lot of people, have proven one thing. The Steelers, maybe against all odds, with Aaron Rodgers in the fold, can actually score and keep up with other teams. Time was that they would score, they would give up 35 points, and you would assume the game was a laugher, but it really wasn't. They were holding a lead into the fourth quarter, and it's not the offense's fault that the defense couldn't stop anybody. Much the same way, yes, the Bengals have an awful defense. Yes, they were without Trey Hendrickson. Yes, there's an expectation you should score. Excuse me, Your Honor. The Steelers did score. They scored 31 points. Again, their offense did their job, held up their end of the bargain. Their defense did not. So, paradoxically, the one thing that's interesting about this team, even though their defense is a massive point of frustration, is that their offense has shown it's capable, if they somehow get to a playoff game, of actually winning a shootout because Aaron Rodgers is there. He has the highest touchdown percentage in the league. He has thrown 16 touchdowns. He's got a 7.7% touchdown percentage. So when he puts the ball, one out of every 10 attempts, almost, is going in the end zone and ending in six. So what do? You've got a defense that's bad. You've got an offense that's surprisingly good right now. They are exactly dead even point differential on the year. I'm with Joe Starkey, who's in the building right now. Lean in hard on your offense. You're the franchise that thinks you're always in it. Every year is a year we're going to go for it. Except every time you do that, you do it by adding to the defense, which is frankly and bluntly stupid in the modern NFL. Do something smart for a change. If you really are all in and think you can win, go add a wide receiver, give Aaron Rodgers more weapons, and hope for the best on the other side. Thank you.
Hit that new gavel. Final argument.
Your Honor, as Counselor Mueller has argued several times in this courtroom, they're not actually all in on this season. Yes, they have an old defense and an old quarterback, but to this point, they have not mortgaged any real future assets to win this year. So why start now? Yes, their offense has been probably better than we all thought. It is still 11th in scoring offense. That is by no means a juggernaut. That is by no means an offense that is so strong, so electric, so good that you can lean on that or depend on that to win playoff games. And oh, by the way, Counselor Mueller brought up winning one playoff game. Yes, that would call off the dogs temporarily, and that would placate fans, and it would also probably cause Art Rooney to come out of his slumber and have a small party, which would probably involve him drinking coffee past 8 o'clock. But what does that really do in the grand scheme of things? The Steelers aren't any closer to winning a championship. It hurts their draft position.
Hit that gavel. Chris?
You know, I just think that the obvious solution here is you try to outscore teams. Pony says there that the Steelers' offense ranks just 11th. If they added, I bet, 3 to 4 points a game, they'd probably be top five. If the addition of a second wide receiver caused them to have one more touchdown per game, they'd be top three. Suddenly that offense would look a lot different. You're not going to be able to win these nip-and-tuck games on the strength of your defense. You've got to tweak your offense if you're actually going to do that. All right, you know, I'm going to put a pin in it here, and I'm going to tell you here, I'm going to needle Pony a little bit and say that the way to actually make this season possibly something worth remembering is to take a day two pick, which we know the Steelers are hardly infallible with, and actually use it for something, the proverbial bird in the hand, as opposed to two in the bush, the draft pick and the hopes you'd pin to them. So if you want to try to win this year, which they do, go all in on offense, try to outscore people. At least it would be a novel approach.
Boys, in the case of these Steelers, using a day two pick to acquire a wide receiver at the trade deadline, I find that they should.
Oh, yes! Yes, you can put it on the board! Yes!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you like the fact that I was clearly making nipple puns in my closing arguments?
Is that what did it,
Your
for
Honor?
Him?
Tweak, nip.
That's not what really
Needling
did it,
pony.
But he did make some good.
I made some compelling arguments
in there.
I made some compelling arguments too. Mulls wins by a mile. The YouTube commenters, who are just as down on the Steelers' overall fortunes as we are, still love the power of my argumentative rhetoric.
I really do think that the offense is their only hope, and the idea of waiting until tomorrow or next year, as you put it, Pony. I mean, we have no idea if Aaron Rodgers is coming back, so you might as well just take a shot now while you have him, because that third-round pick or day two pick could absolutely be a waste anyway to me.
People saying things in the YouTube chat like, God bless the Mulls. The Mulls reign supreme.
I don't know. I'm going to chalk this one up, too. I'm just not on my game right now because I'm starting to think about what's going to happen in 2 hours.
Donnie, a little bit under 2 hours.
Donnie, you know what I'm going to say here really quick before we get back to talking about his nipples getting pierced?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
You know what I tried to do there that sometimes I can be defeatist when I lose rock, paper, scissors, and I know I've got the tougher end of the argument? I just tried to argue honestly, and I wasn't going to let him say...
Honestly.
I wasn't going to let him say, you sure. know, Mulsey said these guys are dead in the water. I argued passionately and honestly with the power of truth on my side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.